the Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Hello, everyone. This is Madeline Gerwick, and thanks to the Dr. Pat Show, I'm with you each week at this time on Fridays. I'm a certified astrologer and the author of the Good Timing Guide, which provides you good timing for all your activities. I'm also the co-author of the Complete Idiot's Guide to Astrology. My degree is in economics, and I specialize in business, economic, and personal astrology. I also help people achieve prosperity in all areas of their lives. Now, on this show each week, we discuss tools and ideas that you can use to work in harmony with the universe and increase your prosperity. Today, after I tell you about what's going on up in the heavens, I'll be talking about using the divine plan of the day to create prosperity. We all need to know what time it really is so we can have the wind at our back. I'll give you some tips so you can work in harmony with the universe and make the most of your efforts. I'll also take your calls and give you a prosperity tip of the week. Now, before I talk about what's going on up in the heavens, I want to remind you that we're down to the last 5 days of our annual pre-order special. We're offering you a special discount on the 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters now so that we can pay for printing those guides. And when you purchase them now through April 29th, you get the best deal we offer all year. The combination of the guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools allow you to work in harmony with the universe and prosper. So get your 2010 guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And then just click on the link to pre-order the 2010 guide, which is under What's New, right up at the top. Or you can call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, our special offer is good only through next Wednesday, April 29th. We must have your order in by then in order to give you the discount price. Now, in addition, the last 30 of our printed 2009 Good Timing Guides are on sale for $20 each. It's just a small number of these left, just 30. So if you or a friend needs one of these, be sure to get one soon so you can have the wind at your back for the rest of this year. And to get one, call us at 877-524-8300, or you can go online to our Polaris store at our site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And that number again is 877-524-8300. Okay, now what's up in the heavens? First of all, beginning on April 22nd, we're now in the period I call Blue Communications, and it will last through May 6th. Now, I gave it that name because you'll be blue if you don't slow down and recheck everything before sending it out. That's because there are a lot of lurking mistakes in the work we're doing now. So if you can catch them before you send them out, you'll save yourself a lot of hassles, time, and money. And if you don't, you'll find these mistakes, usually the hard way, during Mercury retrograde, which runs from May 7th through May 30th. That's when these mistakes show up, and then you get to fix them at a higher cost. So save yourself the trouble by double-checking your work now through May 6th. Next, beginning late yesterday, last night, actually, on April 23rd, we're now back into the cycle of Venus square Pluto. We've been in this cycle on and off since February 2nd. Gee, are you tired of this yet? I am. This is a very tough cycle for relationships and money. It's known for transforming or making permanent changes to relationships or money issues. And it's particularly associated with heavy debt and relationships that have a power imbalance. So this cycle, which usually lasts a couple of weeks, has been hanging around for 2.5 months, and we're still not done with it. It's now in range again, and it peaks for the last time on May 2nd, and it will stay in range through May 13th. Now, the good news about this cycle is that it can be used for transforming your relationship to money. And if you're feeling like you don't have enough money, get some prosperity training. Start reading books like Money and the Law of Attraction by Esther and Jerry Hicks, or get their book, The Astonishing Power of Emotions. Just make a commitment to join the abundant universe and get started right away while this cycle is still in range. Our money is always reflecting our own internal issues related to money. And regardless of the economy, the money that comes to us or doesn't come to us is just reflecting our own energies, thoughts, and feelings and beliefs about money. If you're in the middle of a major relationship challenge, then you've now come to the part that's hard. In order to get through this with the least amount of pain and agony, you need to release the negative feelings associated with the relationship. If you don't do this and you're separating or divorcing, you will find yourself fighting over stuff and money. But what you're really fighting about are the negative feelings in the relationship. So it's best to start by releasing the negative feelings, and then it will be very easy to divide up the stuff. You can do this by getting an emotional freedom and healing release from Richard Ross or Peg Donahue, who they're both on my site under Meet Our Guides. Or you can go online and find some instructions to help you release things for free with Emotional Freedom Therapy or EFT. There are many practitioners online with support for that work. Just don't try to get through a separation or release without doing this type of release work, or you'll pay for it with a loss of money. Next, tonight on April 24th, we have a new moon. And this is the first indication that we're about to have all the structures in place so we can get new things going again. But wait, just a day or two longer until you can see the moon in the night sky. And then you'll know that the moon is growing in light again. Now, why is that important? Because when the moon is growing in light, it's easier to start something new and watch it grow. This happens every month from 2 days after the new moon through the full moon. Now, this particular new moon is about planting powerful seeds of permanent change. Powerful leaders are stepping forward to start new transformational methods and processes. And although the public supports these changes, there's actually a lot of misleading and disinformation going on trying to prevent these changes. Financially, things are highly challenged due to very high debt levels. The prospect of General Motors or Chrysler going bankrupt may be more than the stock market can really handle well. The new moon chart shows the stock market appears to be encountering major challenges again, along with lots of misinformation and fear. So be careful what you believe. A lot of purported information will be incorrect. Tune into your intuition to know if the information is valid or not. That will be your best tactic. Now, a quick example of that is that the big banks, which are reporting profits once again, are not really profitable. Most have changed the way they value the loans they have. And instead of valuing the loans at what they're worth today, they value them a lot higher. And that's what gives them the profit. It's not a real profit. Just more games with the numbers to make themselves look good. So pay close attention to what you believe. A lot of deception is going on now. And speaking of deception and misleading information, those challenges are related to the cycle of Mercury square Jupiter, Chiron, and Neptune. Oh boy, listen up. We're going to deal with this one for a while too, because Mercury is going retrograde soon, and we get to see the cycle twice between now and early June. There are various ways this can manifest. As I mentioned, there can be a lot of confusion or misleading information. It can also represent unpleasant news or conversations or situations which make you feel bad or wounded. In computer situations, we could have extra bad computer viruses show up, or your emails could just disappear suddenly for no reason, or other strange things can happen to your computer. This cycle is in range for the first time now through April 29th. So this period is the one where you are most likely to make mistakes, and sometimes these are big mistakes. So please, double check your work before you send it out. This cycle returns for the second round between May 13th and June 12th. Yes, you heard me correctly. That second round lasts a month. I guarantee we'll be tired of this by the time it moves on. Get your computers cleaned up, backed up, and have their preventative maintenances done before Mercury goes retrograde on May 7th. And the sooner you do this, the better. Now, the last cycle I want to tell you about today is Sun trine Saturn. This cycle comes into range beginning next Tuesday, April 28th. A cycle that is perfect, 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 perfect for taking care of business. It peaks on May 5th and it stays in range through May 11th. Now, this cycle yields managers with a good sense of structure and how to get things done and implemented in the best way possible. We love it. This is a great cycle. We wish we had this more often. This includes ensuring that all the details are covered and correct. And this is actually a great time to talk to your boss, as he or she is more likely to appreciate your point of view and be willing to support you. So remember, this is going to start next Tuesday, April 28th, and it's going to peak on May 5th and stay in range through May 11th, so take advantage of it. Lastly, just a quick reminder that each week the information I give you over the radio about what's up in the heavens is available on my website. So to get your copy for the coming week, just visit askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And get your copy for it under What's New on the home page. Now, I know we're headed off to a break, and I want to ask you this. Do you want to get the most return for your time, money, and efforts? When I come back from this short break, I'll be talking about using the divine plan to create prosperity. I'll give you some tips for doing this, so stay tuned. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Scott Lynch from Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center. Remember, healthy spinal column alignment and a proper functioning nerve system are key foundational components for optimal health and wellness. At Valley Chiropractic Wellness Center, we strive to help each patient regain their health through natural chiropractic care and wellness counseling. Visit us at vcwc.net to learn more about our doctors and wellness counselors. Remember, vcwc.net.
Have you been longing to reconnect with nature? Yellow Bear Journeys is an eco-tour company that designs and guides tours in the Pacific Northwest and Hawaii with a unique focus of restoring the hope, strength, and joy of each traveler and bringing clarity to their next step in life. Journeys are designed to reconnect you with nature in gentle ways that allow enjoyment without overwhelm. Call 360-918-8121 or visit yellowbearjourneys.com.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. Now through April 29th, you can save up to 20% on next year's Good Timing Guide and newsletters. The combination of guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools allow you to work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. This is her best deal all year. Pre-order your 2010 guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call Madeline at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. Listen to Cosmic Connections with Madeline every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk, KKNW, AM 1150.
Conscious living for conscious people. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Today, I'm talking about using the divine plan of the day to create prosperity. And after that, I'll also take your calls and give you my prosperity tip of the week. Now, first of all, what is the divine plan of the day? Well, that's what astrology was considered to reveal many years ago before science made its debut. It's the cycles of the day, and these tell us a lot about the energies of each day, if it's time to wait or act, or what are the best things to be doing. Now, here's an interesting tidbit for you. Do you know why the Bible said not to go to astrologers, palm readers, or tea leaf readers, etc.? Because, and this is really true, because it was considered much more important to be in harmony with the divine plan of the day. That was considered to be a much bigger deal than any one person's personal cycles, except for the king, of course. But in fact, it would have been considered crazy to ignore the divine plan of the day in favor of your own personal cycles. So it wasn't that that astrology wasn't used by the church. In fact, it was well used. In fact, the largest astrology library in the world today is at the Vatican. Even the Pope's chair is carved with astrological symbols. They just had a different take on what and why to use astrology. To them, it was important because it revealed the divine plan of the day. Now, back in the early 1990s, when I first heard about this, I finally realized that I should be paying attention to that divine plan, too. And I began using astrology calendars at work to help me. I had studied astrology for at least 15 years by that time, so I was completely familiar with all the planets, signs, houses, aspects, etc., etc. But when it came to reading an astrological calendar quickly, especially while I was on the phone and looking for a good day to do something important, I couldn't do it fast enough. It was just too hard. That was what prompted me to write my good timing guide and make it color-coded so anyone could read it quickly, even me. Now, what does the divine plan of the day tell us? Well, first of all, if you're starting something new, especially if you're signing a contract, starting a job, hiring someone, introducing a new product or service, sending out a mailing or an email blast, taking a trip, buying something important, any of those kinds of things, the divine plan of the day tells us the final results of our efforts. Now, this is shown by the last aspect the moon makes in any sign, and it can occur up to 2 days after the date on which you're doing something important. Now, this is what used to trip me up all the time when I read a regular astrology calendar. I would forget to check the final aspect of the moon a day or two later, and then discover that it was an abysmal ending. Oh, my God. But the guide makes it easy for you to know whether your final result for a new start will be good, challenging, fruitless, or if something is not going to come together. You can tell that instantly by looking at the color codes. So, if you know that the final result for a new start you're going to take is good, or the top line in the guide is green, then you have more confidence that this indeed is a good time to take your important action. But if you know it's going to be a challenging final result, or the top line is yellow or orange, you might decide to wait for a better time to start something. Sometimes the final result says it's fruitless to take an action or make an important decision that day or time. The top line in the guide is red then, and this means we have a cosmic timeout period or a void moon. These occur 3 times per week for anywhere from a few minutes for up to 2 days. 3 times per week, can you imagine that? On average, though, they last from 2 to 10 hours. The meaning of these timeouts is literally that you cannot score because the ball is not in play. Literally, nothing is going to come of whatever you're attempting to do. It works the same way for us as it does in sports when we have these timeout periods. Now, back in the very early 90s, the Wall Street Journal published an article about some research done by a group of astrologers. They randomly selected 1,400 bankrupt companies to study, and they wanted to know if they could identify a common factor for why these companies had failed. What they found was that 100%, yes, 100% of these companies started during a timeout or void moon period. Now, that's phenomenal, because you rarely hear about any statistic for 100% of anything. But 100% of those bankrupt companies started during timeout periods, and nothing came of them, absolutely nothing. And so can you imagine what is happening when you do something important during a timeout period? Buying something important, hiring somebody, trying to promote something, trying to sell something. Nothing. Nothing is coming of it. Now, why would the universe give us timeout periods? Is it trying to frustrate us? Not at all. The universe believes we need times each week in which to renew ourselves, gestate our ideas, and take a break. What a concept! It doesn't agree with our idea of constant productivity at 90 miles an hour all day long each and every day. In fact, if you really look at nature, you never see constant productivity without rest and renewal. Nevertheless, until we get clear on this concept that not all days and times are good for new starts, we continue to create failures just by using bad timing. When I was working in the corporate world, I finally realized that worldwide we were probably losing billions, if not trillions, of dollars every year just from trying to push forward during these timeout periods. I watched as my company made multiple decisions during these periods, which cost it millions of dollars down the drain. In this economy, we just can't afford to be making those kind of mistakes anymore. We really need to pay attention to the final result of the divine plan, or the top line of the good timing guide. So what else does the divine plan of the day tell us? It tells us when we have high growth days, or days when people want to spend their money. Wow, if you're working in a business, can you imagine knowing when customers are more likely to donate or spend their money? Wouldn't you want to take advantage of that knowledge? You could have your promotions or campaigns start on dates when people feel joyful and happy about spending their money. In the Good Timing Guide, these days show up with green dollars, so they're very easy to spot. The divine plan of the day also tells us about our relationships, legal issues, contracts, and even our investments, literally anything we deal with that concerns other people. Now, there are two sides to relationships in general. There's the relationship itself and how you interact with each other. Then there's the side of relationships that's concerned with the responsibilities of the relationship. Who agreed to do what for whom? Even if you just have a friendship, no legally binding relationship, nothing like that, you still have responsibilities to each other. Now, in that case of a friendship, it might be something simple, like you make an agreement to meet each other for fun. But if one of you can't make it at the last minute, you expect that person to call and reschedule a meeting. Marriage and business relationships have many more responsibilities to each other. So wouldn't it be handy to know when to sign a contract with a vendor or start a new partnership or go out on that first date? Oh, there's a few of us still doing that, right? It would be nice to know that, both in terms of developing a supportive relationship and each party meeting their responsibilities in the relationship. So much of our prosperity depends on our relationships with other people, that this is really valuable. And you can easily tell if these areas are going well in the Good Timing Guide because the contract line is green when both situations are present. Now, what else does the divine plan of the day tell us? Tells us a lot about our communication, our travel and transportation experiences, and what's happening to our computers. Oh boy, we're in the midst of communication challenges now, and they're not going to get much better until the middle of June. We have Mercury retrograde from May 7th through May 30th, and leading up to that period, we're already in a time of misunderstandings, misleading information, and even deception. Our computers are subject to lots more viruses during this period, and we need to keep them fully protected. Now, you can easily know what's happening for cars, computers, and communications in general just by looking at the communications code in my Good Timing Guide. When it's green, things are smooth. That's a great time to hold your trainings or workshops or send out your email blasts or your mailings. Or just take a trip. And when it's yellow, we're experiencing some challenges. When it's blue, like it is now, we're in a period where we make a lot of mistakes, more than usual. So it's important to double-check everything. And when it's red, like it will be next month, we're in the process of redoing things as Mercury moves backwards. The divine plan of the day also tells us where we are in our monthly cycle. So we can know whether it's time for new starts at the beginning of the new moon. for pushing through challenges at the first quarter moon, for seeing the complete picture and making decisions at the full moon, or for rethinking how the last cycle went at the last quarter moon, what we liked and how we want to change the things for the next month. Now, this is the cycle of the moon phases, and everything works so much easier when we're in the flow with them. These and eclipses are also shown in the Good Timing Guide, and for that matter, in most calendars. If we would only just look at them and follow them, things would be so much easier. Now, sometimes you really have something that is tremendously important that you want to work out very, very well. Maybe it's signing a contract that costs you a lot of money, or like buying a house or a business, or you could make a lot of money from the contract. Or maybe you're putting on a major event, or perhaps you're starting a new company, or you're going to have surgery or get married. These are all situations where a very specific date and time of day can be vitally important to the outcome of your situation. As great as the Good Timing Guide is, it's not complex enough to help you in really major situations. That's when it's valuable to have a custom timing done. There's even more that the divine plan of the day can tell us, but we are out of time. And I want to encourage you, though, to work in harmony with it, because when you do, it's a lot easier to prosper and have the wind at your back. Now, when I come back from this short break, I'll be taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Performance Velocity brings you the breakthrough human performance formula, ETA equals R, where energy intelligence is the key competency for the successful business leader. Are you ready for this emerging trend? You can ignite leadership, accelerate execution, and deliver peak performance every time. Performance Velocity can help you, your management team, or your company. Call 303-744-2464. Human performance is their business. Visit PerformanceVelocity.com and start getting results now.
Dr. Pat's giving away an iPod to a lucky listener every month.
Yep, every month.
All you have to do is go to thedrpatshow.com.
That's thedrpatshow.com.
Then sign up for our weekly newsletter. When you sign up for the newsletter, not only will you be entered to win the iPod, you'll also be kept up to date on all the awesome things that we're doing here at The Dr. Pat Show. So remember, go to thedrpatshow.com to sign up for our weekly newsletter. You can't afford to miss out on this.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
Hey guys, I heard you talking about the Ageless Secret. You've got to try it. Just a few sprays of the light mist and my face feels tighter and smoother. The longer I've been using it, the better my results have become. You're going to absolutely love it. So go to agelesssecret.com or call 888-424-4247. That's agelesssecret.com or give them a shout at 888-424-4247 and get some now.
The new mainstream of talk radio. Alternative Talk, 1150 AM.
Welcome back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. Talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. Now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And you can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. And if you have a personal question, I need to get your date, time, and location of birth.
Now, first, before I take your calls, just a reminder that if I don't get your call today, you can easily arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number at 877-524-8300. That toll-free number again is 877-524-8300. And remember, my 30-minute consultations for single issues like money, love, or career make a great way to get to the heart of your major challenge. And if you have a business, I also do business consultations. Benny, do we have some callers?
We do, and just want to remind everybody, when you're giving me the information, the closest to the time of birth is kind of crucial because it can kind of alter the reading that Madeline gives out, too. So
that's
just,
right.
Yep, just, hey, just want to make the accurate, you know, the reading more accurate for everybody. So let's bring on Kathy. She's calling in from SeaTac. Madeline, good thing. She recently bought your Good Timing Guide, and she was looking through. Her and her uncle have started a new business around, or actually it was on March 21st, she says, and she wants to know if she's headed in the right direction. And let's see, her birth information is 513 of 61 at 1:05 p.m. in good old Seattle. So, Kathy, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi, Kathy.
Hello, Madeline.
Congratulations for getting a good timing guide.
Yeah, thank you. I actually got it at the woman's show.
Oh, wow. Okay, great. Yeah. Yes, then I probably sold it to you, didn't I?
You did.
Very cool.
Yes,
very cool.
Yeah.
Now, you said you started a new company.
Right. Me and my uncle are going into business for ourselves. And,
okay.
We signed our paperwork on March 23rd. Okay. And I had met with the lady before that on the 16th. To get introduced to the business, and then me and my uncle decided later that week that, yes, we want to try this. And then on Monday, the 23rd, we met with her again around 12 o'clock and just signed our papers to get started. And so when I'm looking back through the Good Timing Guide, I see that that does not look like a good day.
It was a somewhat of a challenging day. What time did you do that?
You know, it was somewhere between 11:30 and 12:30, approximately.
Okay, so even if we use noon, which might be good in that case, it's kind of halfway in between. And do you know where you were when you signed it?
Yeah, we were in Renton.
Renton. And was this what would I call it, is this like a multi-level?
It is, yes.
Okay, so you didn't start anything with steak. You didn't go to the state yet, and you signed up with a multi-level, basically.
No. We have not done that.
But you haven't started a business with the state. So that's helpful.
No.
That you didn't start a business with the state on that day. Okay, so what kind of business is it? I'm looking at that date right now.
Mm-hmm. Actually, it's Healthy Chocolate.
Yeah, I heard about Healthy Chocolate.
Yeah.
Very cool.
I know. And so what I was kind of wondering is, you know, I mean, means we made our decision before that, but we just signed on that day.
Right.
You know, looking at your book, I'm like, oh.
Yeah, not probably the best day. Let's see. I'm just looking here to see if I see something that really supports that kind of activity. How would you describe Healthy Chocolate? Is it more of a health food or a kind of a food? Sort of.
Well, actually, let's see. How would I describe it? It's unprocessed cocoa, so it's healthy for you. And it, you know, because they don't, it's cold pressed. It keeps all the nutrient dense value.
Right.
So actually, I guess you could consider it a health food.
Yeah, kind of a health food. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, there is some, you know. Relatively, you know, good things that are happening that day, but it's also fairly challenging in the sense that there's some power issues associated with it. And have you experienced anything about the company that you didn't like?
No.
No, nothing like that.
No.
So that's good. So maybe just be that the company itself is going to undergo tremendous change. Or perhaps your position in the company will undergo a fair amount of change. I think you can overcome this by actually starting a business with the day. I probably could not recommend any business dates until the middle of June.
Mm-hmm.
Just because it's pretty challenging until then.
But it's pretty what now?
It's challenging. It's quite
between now and June.
Now and the middle of June, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, especially for sales, because sales during this time period that we're in
mm-hmm.
are, what would I say, a lot of confusion, a lot of misperceptions, a lot of misleading information, things like that.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, that's not the kind of thing you really want going on in your company.
Right.
You know, so it just would not be a good thing, especially on a company that's primarily a sales company. That would mean, you know, your information that you send out would be replete with errors and, you know, things like that. So, you know, nothing too fun, you know. It wouldn't be anything you'd really want to experience in your business. So the earliest time I could tell you would be middle of June, and it depends a little bit on the type of business. But,
mm-hmm.
you know, right around the 16th and 17th of June are some pretty good dates. Now, those dates are during the last quarter moon phase. So it's
mm-hmm.
not what I would call perfect.
Right.
But there are some very, very good energies during those days. And
okay.
you might consider getting a timing to find out, you know, a really good time. The reason why you would like to have a time if you're going to start a company with the state is the time shows what the finances of the company are going to be, which are pretty important. So even on a very excellent day, you can have bad financial time.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, it's just the way it is. So a time of day is important in a situation like that when you're going to start a new company. And
so,
you know, if you don't have a, I mean, you can get something like a sole proprietorship. If you're going to do it with your, who did you say?
My uncle.
Oh, your uncle. Yeah, if you're going to do it with your mm-hmm. uncle, you could do it as an LLC, and the money still mm-hmm. flows right to you. There's no double taxation mm-hmm. or anything like that. You just split up the money mm-hmm. between the two of you. There's no
restructuring. So you're saying if we kind of like restart it as
a
new company?
Yeah, if you started as a company with the state, you could overcome this chart. It would supersede it is what I'm trying to tell you. This chart might still end up being the chart of how things go between you and the company. Now, first of all, let me just ask you a quick question here. Have you been able to do much with this company?
Right at the beginning, we haven't, no, because we've kind of had a few setbacks, honestly. We, a week after we signed up, we were in a car accident.
Oh, wow.
Yes, it was a pretty serious one, actually, but we're both okay now. And, you know, that kind of set us back, and I have had some setbacks getting started.
Well, the reason I'm asking is because you said it was signed between 11:30 and 12:30, and... you know, there is that small window there of a timeout between 12:14 p.m. and 2:09 p.m.
I know. If you signed it
and nothing would come of it, now you're kind of describing to me a situation where nothing is coming of it.
Mm-hmm. Well, you know, at the moment, we don't have a downline yet. We haven't really got anything going yet.
Right.
So,
which makes me suspect that you did sign it during the timeout.
Okay. So,
I mean, the accident is just, it's hard to imagine that at
mm-hmm.
the time you signed this, that your high self knows that you're going to have an accident.
Right.
But essentially, that's the kind of thing that happens. And so you end up signing it during a time period where nothing will come of it. So what I would encourage you to do, if you decide that you really want to do this business,
mm-hmm.
is to go back and re-sign something on a good day.
Okay.
You know, tell them you want to tear up that agreement and start over. And they'll think you're nuts, and that's quite all right.
Yeah.
Yeah, what you want is the money, right?
That's right. Yes.
That's more important than
money. Yes.
That's more important.
That's right.
And, you know, the more people that find out that timing is important and makes an impact, the sooner it'll be that you can tell somebody, hey, you know what, we signed that during a timeout and things just aren't working out and we want to start over. And someday people will be able to say that to somebody and they won't think, oh, my God, this lady's a lunatic. So, you know, but that's what it's going to take. People have to, you know, be willing to tell somebody, hey, do you know 1,400 businesses started during a timeout period and every single one went bankrupt.
I know. It concerns me. It does, because I saw it. It's on the front of the book. And I'm like, oh, my God. You know, why that day, you know? Why?
Well, that's
when
what
did
I'm
we
saying.
Find
I have seen this kind of thing happen before where you do something at a very subconscious level because you don't know about something that's coming in the future.
Yeah.
You see, but your high self knows.
Oh.
You see, because in the high self period of time, past, present, future exist all together at the same time. So it knows, you know, hey, nothing's going to come of this, so we're going to sign it during a timeout.
You know, can I ask you something? You know, with my birthday, can you tell me anything, you know, from my birthday?
We're going to run out of time here. I know the music's going to come on here in about 15 seconds, but just judging from the chart that you gave me, you are here to do some transformational work as part of for yourself and as you do it for others, too. And thank you so much for coming on the show. I so appreciate it. Now, after this short break, I'll be taking one or two calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your birth date, time, and location. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That's 1-800-930-2819. You're listening to Cosmic Connections with Madeline. I'll be right back.
Do you love who and what you see in the mirror? Stop struggling with weight loss and learn to love who you are right now. 95% of dieters regain their weight within 5 years for a reason. They never truly learn to love their bodies. Visit BodyImageMastery.com to start your journey towards self-love and healing and get the results that you've always wanted. Call Laura Fenimore at 415-464-1234 or visit BodyImageMastery.com.
New Spirit Journal helps readers create abundance in all areas of their lives. Their articles don't just talk about theories that sound nice. They give you practical information you can use to turn those theories into practice. Available at over 500 locations in Washington and Idaho, New Spirit Journal is more than just a newspaper. It's your guide to the life you want to live. New Spirit Journal can also be read online at newspiritjournal.com.
Join Mystic Radio with Robin Alexis on Sundays at noon as metaphysical mother and TV personality Robin Alexis helps countless people around the globe to live fuller and more conscious lives. She serves you using her gifts as a medium, medical intuitive, past life reader, and more. Get your free on-air readings with Robin Alexis every Sunday at noon, and now hear rebroadcasts of Mystic Radio Wednesdays at 1 p.m. and Thursdays at 8 p.m. right here on Alternative Talk 1150.
Do you want to prosper by working in harmony with the universe? Show host Madeline Gerwick is offering a special pre-order price on her 2010 Good Timing Guide and newsletters. Now through April 29th, you can save up to 20% on next year's Good Timing Guide and newsletters. The combination of guide and newsletters is what tells you what's happening daily and what the cycles and trends are. These tools allow you to work in harmony with the universe and have the wind at your back. This is her best deal all year. Pre-order your 2010 guide and newsletters today by going to askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. Or call Madeline at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300.
Listen to Cosmic Connections with Madeline every Friday at 10 a.m. right here on Alternative Talk, KKNW, AM 1150.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Back to Cosmic Connections with Madeline, talk radio to help you work in harmony and prosper with the universe. I'm now taking your calls, and I can answer personal, business, timing, economic, and prosperity questions. And if you have a personal question, I need to know your date, time, and location of birth. You can call me now at 1-800-930-2819. That number again is 1-800-930-2819. Before I take any calls, just a quick reminder that if I don't get your call today, you can always arrange a consultation with me by calling my toll-free number, 877-524-8300. That's 877-524-8300. So, Benny, do we have any callers?
We've got some coming in, so let me grab those if you don't mind stalling out for a minute or so.
Okay, sure thing.
Be right back.
Okay, great. While Benny is doing that, let's just talk for a few minutes about our Mercury retrograde that is coming up fairly soon on May 7th. That's going to start on May 7th. And it will be a little bit of a humdinger, shall we say, a humdinger, because we are going to be going through quite a challenge in terms of things that are lost or confused or missing or not, or somebody driving you bonkers with too much conversation when you just really want them to be quiet, things like that. And so be sure you keep your computers up to date with downloading your latest viruses, your latest Windows patches and things like that. Make sure that you've got that stuff done well before May 7th, because this is one humdinger of a time, even beginning now. So, and it will be with us through the middle of June. So, Benny, do we have a caller? Are you still back there? You can tell I'm not in the studio today because I cannot see what Benny's doing. But I know he's getting information for the next caller. While he's doing that, I also just want to mention that things are looking a little bit challenging for the banks. And so don't expect that even though the economy is starting to have a bit of a false recovery now, that the banks are out of trouble. Because they still have quite a few more challenges that they have to get through. If you have not checked your bank's rating, I encourage you to do that. You can go just Google bank rating and go and find out if your bank has a good rating or not. And if not, I still encourage you to get into a bank that does have a good rating. Is Benny back yet?
I am back, and you did a great job on sidestepping there. Great job.
No problem.
Hey, you know, I got to do everything behind the scenes here, so I apologize, and I am back. We now have also joining us Marcella from Modesto, California, and she wants to know, well, actually, she's taking a new path in business. She wants to know if it's working for her, and let me give you the information on her, Madeline.
Okay.
It will be March 1st of 75.
March 1st.
Mm-hmm.
1975, okay.
At 8:10 in the evening.
8:10 p.m., okay.
In Modesto, California as well.
Okay. All right.
All right. So, Marcella, are you with us?
I'm here.
Well, welcome to the show.
Oh, good. How are you doing, Marcella?
Good. How are you? I'm in one of your classes.
The Marcella from my class. Hello.
Hi.
Okay. So, tell me about your business here. What's the...
I'm like in major transition here. I have a paralegal business, but I'm doing like other stuff to kind of figure out. I know that I want to do some kind of coaching or spiritual coaching, and maybe something to do with Reiki also, something along those lines.
Okay.
But I'm not sure if that's...
And let me just look at your chart here for a moment. There's different parts of a chart for different types of things.
Okay.
One thing is that you could probably make money with energy work of some sort. I'm not saying just Reiki. Reiki might just be one tool that you would...
Right, exactly.
Have you considered anything like acupuncture or something in that?
I'm considering, I like flower essences.
Okay, flower essences, that's another way to do it, yeah.
Yeah, so I was considering something along those lines, too.
Okay, another thing would be homeopathic, but that would probably mean you'd become a naturopath, and mm-hmm. a homeopath is be a fairly long road.
Yeah.
But those are all what I would call vibrational healing methods. And so those are the kinds of things that you could make money with.
Okay.
Could make money doing something to do with vibrational healing. And particularly, you could make money doing vibrational healing things that would help in terms of the emotional situation for a person, releasing old stuck emotions.
Yeah, that's what I want to do.
So the flower essences would be great for that, probably even the Reiki. I would recommend that you also contact Richard Ross and learn emotional freedom and healing releases.
Okay.
He teaches some other release tools as well, and he's got a whole program for practitioners to learn it and practice, and so that you know you can become certified.
Okay. And his name's Richard Ross.
Richard Ross, and I believe I'm going to say I think it's richardross.com.
Okay.
And it might also be emotionalfreedom.com. I think there are possibly two websites. I just can't remember. But mm-hmm. his bio is on my website at Meet Our Guide.
Okay.
And for sure you can get his link there. And, you know, because you have a great ability in this area, and you have the ability to make it, credible.
Mm-hmm.
To create credibility with this energy work for releasing emotional issues. So, and for you, it's going to have some certification behind it, some kind of something that says, yes, I'm qualified to do this, and here's my credential. Otherwise, you're not going to be happy.
You know, I'm not. That's what I want to do because because this is something that I want to do. I want to do this for a living. I want to charge decent money. I want to make a living out of this.
Exactly.
And I want people to trust me that I've got training. I'm just not just doing
exactly.
it.
Exactly.
Like, so I'm definitely investing into this stuff, but it's kind of in a scary thing right now because I have my current business, which I love also, but I'm not sure if I don't want to go and get a job.
Well, I would recommend is that you call me for a consultation so we have a little more time because we're running out of time right now.
Okay.
But good luck with this, and call me sometime soon, and we'll get you set up with a consultation.
Okay, I will do that.
Thank you, Madeline. Thank you for calling in, Marcella.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care.
All right, bye-bye.
Bye. Now, each week, I give a prosperity tip from our 8 Keys Prosperity Training. And this week, your tip is this. Learn to pay yourself first by starting a wealth fund. Do this even while you're paying off your debts because this attracts more money to you. So put 10% of everything you receive into your wealth fund or start off with 5% and work up to 10%. When you do this, say, I am a money magnet 3 times. And when you need to borrow money, borrow it from yourself and pay yourself back with interest. This will ensure your wealth fund grows. You can invest it in whatever way you prefer. It's not your emergency fund, though, or you'll have an emergency so you can use it. The more money you put into your wealth fund, the more money will be attracted to you. So start it today. Next Friday, on May 1st, I'll be talking about transforming your relationship to money. We've all got some thoughts and feelings about money that make it harder for us for it to come to us. And I'll talk about how you can transform them next week. And in the meantime, remember to visit my site at askmadeline.com. That's askmadeline.com. And be sure to pre-order your 2010 Good Timing Guides and Newsletters by next Wednesday, April 29th. As those are the lowest prices we offer all year, so you can work in harmony with the universe. Or call us toll-free at 877-524-8300. That number again is 877-524-8300. This is Madeline Gerwick, bringing you Cosmic Connections with Madeline. And until next time, I'm wishing you good timing for success and the joy to create prosperity.